Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha Backchat podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Joining us right now, one of Australia's sweethearts, if not the sweetheart, Ada Nicodemu. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're good. Yeah, no, everyone was excited to see you because everyone was saying that Home and Away just goes better and better, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, we think so, but it's nice to hear it.
Do you know what's nice as well? You having Sam Frost back because when she announces the role, everyone goes, oh, but wait a minute, she's got no acting skills, blah, blah, blah. Not realising that she may have had acting training and already judging her before she's on the show, but you were saying that the scenes that you filmed with her have been amazing.
Look, she's good. She's hardworking. You know, always knows the lines, eager to learn. And what we seem to forget as well is a lot of young people that come on the show haven't done anything before and may not have had a lot of acting experience. So I think it's a bit mean that, you know, everyone just sort of started bagging Sam. Mm.
Yeah. Well, she proved everyone wrong. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
That was Stav was one of those people.
I was one of those people. Not going to lie. You're an ambassador for McHappy Day, which is a great charity every year. Did you ever work in a fast food place before you acted, or did you have any jobs before? Yeah. Where did you work?
I did. I worked at KFC for a month.
Right.
A month.
And it was just before I got my first acting job. So it was just before I got Heartbreak High. Yeah. Oh,
love that show. I feel sorry for the person who had to put your last name on your name tag.
True.
What did you do? So the drive-thru?
But you know what? It's great training, isn't it, for kids out there to work in any of those fast food joints. I mean, you work really, really hard.
Mm. Yeah, that was Manny's first job.
He worked at McDonald's. He was a crew trainer.
Really? Did you remember McHappy Day?
Yeah. The best thing was I finished at Macca's when I was 17, got my first full-time radio gig at 18. Mm. So when I went for my first McHappy Day, and I knew still how to use
everything.
They were flipping out. I was in Toowoomba. Like, they just enrolls me.
See, that's amazing. They actually asked me not to go back.
Because, why were you that bad?
Yeah, because I chatted, and I didn't realise they take their rate very seriously, so they can see all the stores all over the state, and they can see their position dropping down, and they're like, you might be having fun, but this is serious to us. I was like, all right, I'm sorry.
It's true.
And when someone didn't get a Big Mac, I'm like, I'm sorry, do you know what today is? We're not.
Well, at least you're trying to raise money, and that's the main thing. Exactly. You know what? This year was its 26th year.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And we've been to...
I remember it as well. Like, I remember when it first started, and I've done many a McHappy Day all around the country.
Mm-hmm. And you can vote. Not vote. You can donate. Voting, donating, same thing. You can still donate to Ronald McDonald House charities all year because they do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was in there the other day and met in Westmead in Sydney and met some of the families and the kids. And it's such a worthwhile cause. It's such an amazing thing to donate to. And, you know, you're just trying to keep families together through such a difficult time. So the charity does amazing work.
Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question here, Ada, because we were talking about this last week.
Pickle or no pickle?
No.
I hate pickle.
No, pickles
I
are the best.
I always take it out.
Okay. You have a child with your ex-husband?
Yeah.
We were talking about these things called were-wives and was-bands.
Was-bands.
Which is like when you break up, you keep living in the same house together, but you're separated. And we had heaps of listeners who still do that. Did you and your ex-partner go through a period like that or...?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. You do whatever you can to that. You know, you do what's right for your child.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mm. So whatever that means for families out there, that's what you'll do.
Yeah, and it was quite amazing. We were surprised at how many mature people there are out there.
Well, you have to. It's like what Ada said. You do anything for your child, really,
absolutely.
And all those things that you thought you would never do. you need to throw them out the window once you have a child because you go back on everything, don't you?
Well, it's your main priority. Yeah. You know, once you have a child, is you know, their well-being. So of course you'll do, and that goes for everything. Like I was talking to someone the other day about the whole, like she's about to give birth, and she, you know, she's going, oh, I'm not going to use a dummy, and blah blah. I said, you know what? Don't say you're not going to do anything because I said the same thing, but yeah. I took a few just in case. Yeah, that first night when he was screaming, I put that dummy in.
Yeah, I know you don't get anything.
Whatever works.
Yeah. On him or you.
As she said, whatever works. Well, McHappy Day, you are one of the ambassadors, and you can check out rmhc.org.au/McHappy Day, and you can still donate and get involved with it. So, Ada, thank you so much for calling through.
Thank
lovely to talk
guys.
To you.
Have a lovely morning. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you.
Go on.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is the Stav, Abby and Matt with Osher Backchat podcast. You can catch up on the whole show with our daily podcast as well. Search for us in the store. Plus, find us worldwide on the Hit 105 app in your app store too. If you're in Brisbane, don't forget we're on daily as well from 6 a.m. on 105.3 FM.